dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
And not just any baseball here on FM 103.9, KNZA, your local sports authority. It's state baseball time here in Class 3A, live from Twayton Field here in Manhattan, Kansas. It's 3A state baseball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA. Ray Penning manning the controls back at the studios. This is Jake Spaulding coming to you from right behind home plate in beautiful MHK, and we've got a great one here in store for us tonight as we've got the third seed Sabetha Blue Jays after they knocked off top-seeded team in the entire state in 3A, Bishop Ward, in their regional final, taking on a Hoisington Central Plains team that comes in as the sixth seed. We'll dive more deep into this these two in this matchup, but first, we're going to talk with Coach Curtis Hamilton. I had a chance to speak with him a little while ago in preparation for this game, so we'll hear from him leading up to first pitch. It's all coming up next, a preview of tonight's matchup, and first pitch is coming up next here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmers D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety, pull keys, or install square wheels. Kansas Insurance, 621 Main, Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
Hey, good evening, KNZA. Hey, we got an opportunity here of talking with Coach Curtis Hamilton of the Sabetha Blue Jays prior to our first pitch between Hoisington and Sabetha. But, Coach, first off, I want to make sure people at home understand the hairstyle has changed. Tell me that story.
Well, sometime around the Royal Valley game, one of the kids asked if I dyed my hair if we won regionals. And at that point, I knew we had a really tough regional. I said, yeah, I'll do it. If you guys go out and take care of business, I'll do it. And they sure enough went out and took care of business.
So. Went down and took down the top team in the state in your regional title game. What was it like for you to be able to punch your ticket again to state, but to do it in that fashion?
That was extremely exciting, especially with us having 12 seniors on the team, guys that we've relied on for those last two. To let them get a chance to come back here again was really special. And all year long, their goal has been to come here and do something. So we had to get here first, and I knew it would be really tough. That Ward team was a really good team, state-level team that we've seen in the past. I knew we'd have to play really well, and they did it. So I was extremely excited.
Always great to be in Manhattan this time of the year, but as we look at the team you're playing today, Hoisington Central Plains, kind of that consolidation baseball team, what have you seen from them that you guys are preparing for today?
They're extremely competitive. They are a good football squad there at Hoisington this year, and a lot of those guys play on this baseball team, and that's what they do. They go out and compete at a very high level, and they got a couple of kids that are really big key players from that football team that come out here and compete.
Sure.
And that's what we're preparing for, you know, competitive at-bats, competitive defensive plays, competitive pitching. So we just, again, our message has been we've got to compete every time because that's what they're going to do. They're going to be competitive, do whatever they can to get the ball in play. They're going to do whatever they can to get you out at the plate. And that's really what I've seen on their stuff. So
I'll tell you what, folks, fresh look on the Dew. I haven't seen Coach for about a year. He's down 60 pounds. It's a new feel out here at Manhattan this year, Coach. What's one thing that's going to get you guys into tomorrow?
You know, all year, since the beginning of the year, when our senior meeting, we just talked about doing whatever it takes. Doesn't matter if you struck out last time. If you're the guy up, let's get a base hit if that's what we need at that time. So it's whatever it takes and whatever we need to do, we got to get it done. Doesn't matter if you've had terrible BP rounds in the game. You just got to do whatever it takes for us to win the game. So, again, that's kind of been our thing this year. And we always talk about for the love of the game. And this year, you know, let the boys play is kind of the Royals thing, and our guy, that goes along with what we've always preached, is like, hey, you guys have played the same game since you were little kids, and with 12 guys that have played it together, it's just exciting, and our, we just continue to preach, let's just go play the game and do whatever it takes every time.
All right, let's get this game started. Hoisington and Sabetha coming up. Coach, good luck.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Coach Curtis Hamilton of the Sabetha Blue Jays taking on Hoisington Central Plains, and that first pitch is coming up next here on 103.9 KNZA.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads. Download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then, come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
KNZA.
Who's ready for some state playoff baseball here on your local sports authority, FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. Welcome to the broadcast, everybody. Jake Spaulding here at Toyton Family Stadium here in beautiful Manhattan, Kansas, and a flag blowing a little bit to left field, about 10 to 15 miles per hour right now, as the coaches head to home plate for our pregame meeting with the umpires. Gives us a chance to set the table for you here. So go ahead and get in your seat, get a little bit closer to that table as it's getting set in front of you, and be ready to devour this great meal that we've got here tonight between Sabetha and Hoisington here in Class 3A. This is the 3-6 matchup. Sabetha coming into this contest against Hoisington was in what arguably could have been the toughest regional for 3A baseball this season, because they had the top-ranked team in the state, and that was the Bishop Ward Cyclones. Sabetha knocked off the Cyclones in the regional final 4-1. Again, Bishop Ward ranked number one in the state at the time, 22-0 going into that contest. Sabetha led by pitching in a few different categories by multiple different kids, which helps them with this year's title push. They are taking on Hoisington and Central Plains. They defeated Russell Victoria 12-2 in the opening round of their regional, then knocked off top seed Holcomb in their regional semi, and then devoured the championship regional game between Cimarron 13-2 to punch their ticket. They are the sixth seed coming in with a 15-10 record. Sabetha, the home team, 19-5. Talking about pitching, what's gotten Sabetha to this point, and you heard from Coach Curtis Hamilton a little bit ago, it's kind of like the let the boys be boys, let the boys play. He referenced 12 seniors on this roster for Sabetha here tonight. They've been playing baseball together a very, very long time. Curtis Hamilton, been here for a handful of seasons, not very many. He's only been here for four, and has made it now to his third straight state tournament appearance last season, getting bounced in the opening round in a game that he still says is not something that escapes my memory. This is what these boys prepared for. They're pushed all season long and are ready to take the field here in just a few moments to try and do just that. Leading the way on the bump for them, whether it's looking at innings pitched or record, that's Mr. Christian McAfee, and he gets the start tonight for Sabetha. Leads the team in innings pitched with 27, 34 strikeouts, second on the team only behind Mitchell Kramer, and a 1.81 ERA and a perfect 4-0 record on the season for C-Mac. Let's go ahead and give you what's around him on the diamond as you from left to right. Starting in left field for the Blue Jays will be Aiden Lang wearing number 10. In center field, it's Marcus Bauman wearing number 5. Will Ulrich, he's in right field. He wears number 8. At the hot corner at third base, that's Chase Fry wearing number 22. Mitchell Kramer, he'll be playing shortstop tonight for Sabetha as Mitchell Kramer wears number 7. And then Harper Schmelzley, he'll play second base tonight wearing number 3. And big Jacob Grimm, man's first base, wearing number 23. And the battery mate for number 17, Christian McAfee on the bump, down behind the dish tonight will be Reed Mitchell wearing number 38 for the Blue Jays. Again, third base is Fry, shortstop Kramer, second Schmelzley, first base Grimm, pitching is McAfee, battery mate Mitchell, and then left field is Mr. Lang, center field Bauman, and right field is Ulrich. Let's talk a little bit here about the Hoisington team that's coming in again as the sixth seed, and they are 15-10 on the season, and a handful of dudes really stick out to you when you look at how this Hoisington team has gotten to this point. And it's right with their leadoff hitter, cleanup hitter here today, and we'll get you their batting lineup here as Mason Martin will be stepping into the box momentarily. But we'll talk about Tony Moore, who's on the bump for them tonight. He averages a .509 batting average on the season. So here we go. We're getting ready for first pitch. It'll be Mason Martin, the shortstop, will be batting first. Batting second, playing second base, will be Ren Gala. He wears number 1. And then Tony Moore, he'll be batting third, pitching, wearing number 8. Here we go. Martin into the box. Here's McAfee's windup and his delivery in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Beautiful night here at MHK. Second pitch on the way from McAfee is a little bit high, ball 1. So 1-1 the count here for C-Mac against Mason Martin. Martin on the season, a .283 average. Here's the 1-1 offering. That's high and away, ball 2. And quickly here, another pitch on the way, and that's a base hit. No, taken away by Mr. Christian McAfee. A rope right up the middle, but a quick flash of the leather by C-Mac. Nice little easy 1-3 put out for Sabetha for the first out of the inning. So I'll bring up Ren Gala for Hoisington playing second base. He wears number 1 on .234 average on the season. Just 9 RBIs and no home runs for Gala this year. First pitch was a ball. Here's this 1-0 offering from C-Mac. A little high and away, ball 2. Falling behind, 2 balls, no strikes here to Gala. Wind starting to calm down a little bit. The American flag not blowing as strongly. Here's the 2-0 offering. Pitch down the middle, hit back up the middle, picked up by Schmelzy, throw. Nice stretch by Jacob Grimm at first base. Schmelzy came over from second in front of second base to backhand it. The throw was a little bit short, but the big fella at first base, Jacob Grimm, able to stretch out and scoop it up for the second out on the 4-3 putout. Great play there by Grimm. So that'll bring up Tony Moore. He's the biggest threat on this Hoisington lineup here. The first offering is low and away, ball one. As mentioned again, Tony Moore with an average of 509 on the season. One home run. He leads the team with 24 RBIs. The 1-0 offering is high, says the umpire. So it's 2-0 now. The count two away here, top of the first inning here at 3A State Baseball. The 2-0 offering from C-Mac, ground ball to the shortstop. Picked up by Kramer. Easy throw to first, and it's three up, three down for the Blue Jays. Defensive prowess on point here early on as it's three up, three down, just 10 pitches from C-Mac needed in the top of the first inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the first inning. Cardinals 0, Blue Jays coming up.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here at Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan, Jake Spaulding alongside you, Ray Penning back in the studios. It's heading to the bottom half of the first inning after a quick 1-2-3 inning. No hits, no runs, no errors, nobody left on at the top of the first for Hoisington, as it took just 10 pitches for Mr. Christian McAfee in that first inning to get out of it as we head to the bottom half of the first. Now the first time that we checked out the Sabetha batting order here, as it'll be led up by Mitchell Kramer playing left. They're playing, Mitchell Kramer playing shortstop, wearing number 7 here tonight. Batting second will be Marcus Bauman, as Bauman will be playing center field wearing number 5. C-Mac, Christian McAfee, is pitching, and he'll be batting third, wearing number 17. And then batting cleanup will be Chase Fry, manning the hot corner, wearing number 22 for the Jays. Kramer steps into the box with a 377 average on the season, including 8 doubles on the year and 2 home runs. On the bump for Hoisington will be Tony Moore. He starts this out of the stretch, and here we go. First offering in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Kramer on the season, over 100 plate appearances on the year. The 0-1 offering from Moore, breaking ball misses outside. It's now 1-1. Curtis Hamilton, as mentioned, the head guy for Sabetha, has known nothing but success here in this Blue Jay program since he's stepped in. 1-1 the count here to leadoff hitter Mitchell Kramer. Here's the offering. Foul down the right field line, slicing, and it goes out of play. 1-2 the count here on Mitchell Kramer. And one thing that the Blue Jays would love to get going is getting Kramer on base, because he's swiped 23 bases this season as a leadoff man. That's extremely impressive. That's how you see a team go to state once again. The 1-2 pitch to Kramer. Lifted into center field, giving chase is French, and he lays out and snags it. Completely parallel to the ground. Center fielder Lane French robs Mitchell Kramer of a single. And there's one away on the flyout. It'll bring up Marcus Bauman. Bauman has a 319 average on the season. Steps in from the right side. Tony Moore toes the slab, kicks the leg, and the first pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. And the Bauman faithful, they come out in force just down in front of me to my left a little bit. Here's the 0-1 offering to Marcus. Lifted over the shortstop. That's going to find the gap. Bauman rounds first. He will hold there with a long single as he reaches base in his first plate appearance of this state tournament.
Batting third is the pitcher, number 17, Christian McAfee.
Christian McAfee will step in from the left side of the box. Bauman a favorable lead over at first. Bauman's got 15 stolen bases on the season, one away. First pitch to McAfee, swung on and missed. It's strike one. McAfee, a 431 average on the year, has yet to get a home run this season, but he's got 27 RBIs, including six doubles. Pickoff attempt to no avail. Bauman has been picked off one time this year. But 0-1 to count, one away here, bottom of the first, no score. Bauman at first. Christian McAfee in from the left side of the box. And the 0-1 offering, Bauman's going. Ball in the dirt, and Bauman swipes second easily. McAfee there steps out of the box, and he gives a round of applause for old Bauman. Marcus now has his 16th stolen base of the season, is now in scoring position. One ball, one strike. One away here, bottom of the first, no score. Moore gets his sign, comes set. Bauman a good lead at second. One offering is dribbled down the right field line and goes foul. Be one ball and two strikes here on the Blue Jays pitcher. C-Mac in there, no batting gloves needed. Steps in, down in the count, 1-2. Bauman at second, one away. Moore comes set. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three here, as that's the second out of the inning. And the first strikeout by Tony Moore.
Third baseman, number 22, Chase Fry.
Chase Fry steps in now from the right side. Third baseman for the Blue Jays. Calls for time and will step back out as Moore taking his time there on the slab. Two away now. Bauman at second base. Fry on the season, a 271 average. Here's the kick and the delivery. Breaking ball too high, says the umpire. It's 1-0. Fry on the season, two doubles. Has hit a home run. He's got 15 RBIs. And has worked 12 walks on the season. The 1-0 offering. Swung on and missed. It's 1-1. If you recognize that voice, Kansaland, on the PA coming through, that MHK has done a great job of allowing us to have, that's none other than Circleville native, the Holton native, Circleville resident, Lyle Alley, doing the PA work here. 1-1 to count, two away. The 1-1 offering to Fry is low and away, ball two. Jacob Grimm awaits on deck. Grimm batting 400 on the season with three home runs and 22 RBIs. I'd love to get Fry on board here to get Grimm to the plate. The 2-1 pitch to Fry. Outside. Check that. A late call there. On the corner. Strike two. 2-2 the count now. With two away here in the bottom half of the first inning. Still no score. Got started about 40 minutes late. Favorable lead from Bauman. He's standing at second. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed on a breaking ball. That's the third out of the inning.
For Sabetha, there was no runs on one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. Scoreless after one.
And as Lyle just said right there, one hit, no runs, one person left on. We go to the top of the second. No score here between Sabetha and Hoisington on 103.9 KNZA.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Sabetha Greenhouse is located in Sabetha, Kansas at 307 North 14th. We specialize in vegetable plants, flowering annuals and perennials, as well as a custom potting service. Check out our huge selection of succulents and a large variety of pottery. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Sabetha Greenhouse, your garden pavilion, Sabetha, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the top half of the second, the Cardinals bring up now number 19. That's Lane French, who stole an easy hit from Mitchell Kramer in the top half, or bottom half, excuse me, of the first inning. And his first offering from Christian McAfee was inside for a ball. His second offering on the 1-0 pitch was carried down the left field line and going foul. So even the count now at one ball and one strike. Christian McAfee threw just 10 pitches in that first inning with a ground out to himself and then a second baseman play from Schmelzley, and then finishing off the inning with Kramer on a 6-3 putout for those three outs in the top of the first. Breaking ball kind of slipped away from him there and goes back to the screen. It's 2-1. Back to work, McAfee, the 2-1 offering. That one finds a strike zone, fastball on the outside corner. Locking it in now. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody away here in the top half of the second inning. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt. The count will go full. Lane French on the season, batting .375, and has worked 12 walks this year. The full count is down and away. Ball four. And the first base runner on for the Cardinals here is Lane French as he reaches on the walk. That'll bring up the catcher, Marcus Ingram, for Hoisington. Ingram on the season, batting .241 with 13 RBIs, excuse me, on the year and one home run. French has a decent lead over at first, the first base runner for the Cardinals, so the first time out of the stretch for C-Mac. And the first pitch is low and away, ball one. Ingram stands in from the right side of the box. McAfee comes set. The 1-0 pitch doesn't quite catch the corner. It's 2-0. Mitchell did a good job framing there and now asking the umpire, do I need to go in a little bit? The umpire nods his head yes. 2-0 the count. Runner at first. Top of the second right now with no score. Sabetha Hoisington opening round of 3A state baseball. 2-0 pitch. That's in there for a strike. 2-1. Grimm holding Lane French on over at first base. French, the decent lead. McAfee stares him down. Now comes set on the 2-1 offering. Nearly paints the corner, and it's just outside. And now draws the count to a 3-1 in favor of Marcus Ingram. McAfee just 10 pitches in the first inning. Has 10 pitches already so far here in the second. Nobody out. 3-1 count here to Ingram. Ball lifted to right field. Ulrich underneath it makes the grab for the first out. Forces French to go back to first. And there is one away. Nice job there by Will Ulrich battling the sun. And able to get underneath that to make the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Aiden Heckel. playing third base for Hoisington. Echo on the year, a 231 average. Steps in from the right side, batting sixth. French still on first. He takes off. Here's a ball lifted left center field. It's going to drop for a hit. Going first to third will be French. And trying to swipe second, and he will, on the heads-up base running by Aiden Heckel. Chase Fry was holding the tag on at third, hoping to get an overslide, but French slides into third. And Heckel is into second, able to advance.
Batting seventh is the first baseman, number 20, Bratton Galton.
So the first hit given up here by Christian McAfee. He'll go back to the windup as Dalton steps in for the first time. This one's lifted back to the screen. 0-1 the count here to Granton Dalton playing first base. Dalton a 2.11 average on the season, and we've got time called here as Mitchell will go out to McAfee and try and get back on the same page here. No balls, one strike, one away here, top of the second, and the Cardinals threatening with Lane French at third and Aiden Heckel standing at second. 0-1 the count. Christian McAfee in the windup. Here's the offering. Inside check swing, foul down the right field line. So McAfee able to get way ahead here now. Up in the count, 0-2. Quickly gets the ball back. Shakes off a sign from Mitchell. Gets what he likes, and here's the windup. The 0-2 offering, a curveball way too high. Back to the screen it goes, and scoring from third will be French on the wild pitch. Able to move up to third as well was Aiden Heckel, but the second time we've seen Christian McAfee try to go to what looked like to be a curveball that just got away from him and came back to the screen over Mitchell's head. So 1-2 the count now. Here's the offering. Swung on and missed. Strike three for the second out of the inning. As Dalton strikes out, and that's the first K for Christian McAfee. Brody Kreitz will step in, and McAfee is ready to go to work. Kreitz steps in from the right side. Now two out. Off-speed pitch in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-0. Brody Kreitz, a freshman, batting 172, playing left field. 1-0 offering, just a bit outside for ball number two. Demand kind of a concern here in this second inning for Christian McAfee. Down to the count, 2-0, and here's that pitch. Catches the corner for a strike. It's 2-1. Already 19 pitches here in this second frame. The 2-1 pitch, lifted down the right field line, slicing. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Aiden Heckel scores on the RBI single from Brody Kreitz. So the freshman gets his first ever state base hit.
Carson Mason.
And just like that, it's 2-0 Cardinals. With two away here, still in the top of the first. So Kreitz at first, now the nine spot. That's Carson Mason. Of course, it's C-Mac to go back to the stretch. First pitch of the at-bat outside, ball one. Mason on the year, sophomore, 333 average. 0-1 pitch, runner goes, throw down by Mitchell, and is it in time? It is! Great toss that time for the third out of the inning. Top stealing is Brody Kreitz. We will go to the bottom half of the second inning. One hit, no errors, two runs in, and one left on base. I'll check that. Nobody left on base with a caught stealing. We head to the bottom half of the second inning. Hoisington 2, Sabetha nothing.
Founded in 1985, ExtruTech of Sabetha has installed numerous extrusion systems worldwide to exceed clients' expectations. Today, ExtruTech continues successful growth through a capabilities-driven approach and valued staff. ExtruTech is grateful to be a part of this strong community, and in return is proud to sponsor this local broadcast. You can trust that ExtruTech Incorporated will continue to provide extrusion solutions based on a reliable foundation. ExtruTech of Sabetha.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
Dr. Ashley at Kidwell Chiropractic offers diverse adjustments by hand or instrument with offices in Horton or Sabetha. Call for an appointment at 913-575-0763 or visit Kidwell Chiropractic on Facebook and see all the services offered by Dr. Ashley through Chiropractic Adjustments.
Eventful top of the second inning, plating two runs with the Cardinals from Hoisington to take the early 2-0 lead here over Sabetha. We head to the bottom half of the second inning. Leading the way will be Jacob Grimm, the first baseman, for his first plate appearance of the night. Steps in from the right side, closed stance, first offering, fouled straight back by Jacob Grimm, down in the count now, 0-1. Top half of this inning really went the way of the Cardinals, and it all started with a walk to start things off. Able to come around and score with Lane French on a wild pitch. And then a single brought in their second run of this ballgame. 0-1 offering is low and inside for a ball. It's now 1-1. The Jays got Jacob Grimm, then Aiden Lang waits on deck, and Reed Mitchell in the hole. If anybody gets on, Harper Schmelzley. 1-1 pitch here to Grimm, just on the outside. No, just a little bit too far outside. Ball two here to Grimm. Grimm on the season, a nice 400 average. Up in the count here, 2-1, trying to get something started here for the Blue Jays. The 2-1 pitch, off-speed pitch, comes up empty. Evening the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tony Moore out of the stretch, kicks and delivers. Off-speed pitch, swinging and coming up empty was Jacob Grimm for the first out of the inning.
Now batting for the Blue Jays, the left fielder, number 10, Aiden Lang.
Aiden Lang steps in with a 210 average on the season, trying to get things started here for Sabetha. Bottom half of the second, down 2-0 to Hoisington. Winner will get Topeka Hayden, who upset Heston earlier 2-0. First pitch in there to Lang is in for a strike. It's 0-1. I say upset because it was a 2-7 matchup. Heston, a 20-win team this year. The 0-1 offering. Lang swings and fouls it away down the right field line. Down in the count now, 0-2. We have a stoppage here on the field because the ball was not in play, but that foul ball never got picked up by anybody, so it was still in the foul territory. One of the coaches from Hoisington had to run down and pick it up. Now we're ready to go. One away here, bottom of the second. 0-2 count here to Aiden Lang. Moore with a kick and the delivery outside for the first ball of this at-bat. The entire Blue Jay team up on the edge of the dugout, rooting on Aiden here as they know they want to get something started. Still early in the ball game. We'd like to at least get one of the two back here. 1-2 offering, breaking ball outside, and I'll do my best to describe it to you, but that curveball that Tony Moore has got is such a tightly spun pitch that for the first 45 feet, looks like it's coming straight at you and then breaks across. The 2-2 pitch, fouled straight back. We'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. They come out with a new pitch name, and it's called a sweeper. Not so much of a tightly spinning curveball like you've seen in the past, or like a slider, more of a exaggerated right-to-left movement. This is definitely a tight curve. Two balls, two strikes. The offering. Curveball. Swinging again. Coming up empty is Aiden Lang for the second out of the inning.
Batting is the catcher, number 38, Reed Mitchell.
Now the fourth strikeout by Moore here tonight. Reed Mitchell will step in from the left side with two away here, bottom of the second. First offering to Reed is on the inside part of the plate, but by too much, says the umpire. It's 1-0. Reed Mitchell, batting 170 on the season. Next offering is inside as well, 2-0. Mitchell's able to get on. Harper Schmelzley waits on deck. Two away here, bottom of the second. The 2-0 pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Quickly back to work. Tony Moore toes the slab. The 2-1 offering, ground ball to the right side, picked up by the first baseman. Dalton flips to Moore for the third out of the inning. Three down for the Sabetha Blue Jays. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the top of the third inning. It's Hoisington 2, Sabetha nothing.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 Series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
Who you do business with really does matter. At Sailor Insurance, beyond offering insurance products, education, and guidance, it is our mission to give back to our local communities. Sailor Insurance supports many area organizations throughout the year, such as schools, booster clubs, hospitals, churches, Chamber of Commerce, along with NCTC, Baileyville Benefit, Burn Fireworks, Axtell and Sabetha Fitness Centers, local humane societies, and the list goes on and on. Work with a local agent, such as Sailor Insurance, who are from or live in the communities where you live.
KNZA.
Breaking news coming from Pratt as the first time that the Onega Lady Buffaloes make it to the state tournament in their softball program, they get their first win in school history. Congratulations to the Onega Lady Buffaloes as they knocked off Central Heights just a few moments ago, 5-2 in their opening round game in the 2-1A state softball tournament. They will take on Dexter tomorrow in the semifinals, so congratulations to Onega softball, getting their first ever state win in program history. Here in Manhattan, Jake Spaulding with Ray Penning back in the studio. It's Hoisington leading 2-0 here as we go to the bottom of the order here, the top of the third for Hoisington as Carson Mason steps back into the batting order, or batting box, excuse me, as the third out of the last inning was Brody Kreitz, caught stealing at second. First pitch was a strike. Second offering is one lifted on the infield. Kramer underneath it for the first out. So in the second inning, Christian McAfee had 22 pitches. In this inning, two pitches, one out. That's good work for C-Mac. One away here, top of the third. And back to the top of the order, it's Mason Martin, who grounded out to the pitcher first time up. First offering outside, ball one. Ren Gallo awaits on deck. Here's a ball lifted to the second baseman. Schmelzley able to pick it off the ground. Fires to first in time for the out. They're actually going to double check here, and they'll say, yes, it was caught on the infield. It was a sinking line drive that Schmelzley was able to get the glove underneath to make the grab, but threw it to first for good measure to make sure, and a two-pitch out once again for Christian McAfee. So the line out to the second baseman or second out, that brings Ren Gallo up. Breaking pitch a little bit high for ball one. Gallo grounded out to Schmelzley, second baseman, first time up. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, evening the count at 1-1. Gal is able to get on. Tony Moore will be on next for Hoisington. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt for ball two. And I say dirt, and I want you to, if you've never been to Toyton Family Stadium, this is 100% turf, the entirety of this field. From the warning track to the backstop, all turf here at the Kansas State ball field. 2-1 pitch, off speed, just a little bit outside for ball three. Offering. Inside on the inside part of the plate. I hesitated because a little bit of a delay there, but inside corner, 3-2. Quickly back to work. McAfee, this ball lifted to right field. Ulrich giving chase, and he drops it off of his glove, and it falls into right field. I mentioned earlier that he did a great job fighting the sun. That time, it looks like maybe he just lost the ball the last second, and they will credit that as an error on Will Ulrich. A routine fly ball, but again, that sun that he's battling there in right field comes back to bite him here. Here's a ground ball picked up off the ground by Kramer, fires the first in time. How about you, Mitchell Kramer from short, picking up your pitcher and getting back to the bottom half of the inning. But the Blue Jays still trailing just by two. No hits, no runs, one error, one left on. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Sabetha coming up trailing 2-0.
Apostolic Christian Home and Retirement Village in Sabetha. From independent living apartments with garages to cozy assisted living apartments with 24-hour assistance or personalized nursing home care, short-term rehabilitation care to daycare services, personal choices, restaurant quality meals, exercise options, restorative care, and more. Come visit and tour their beautiful campus and see it for yourself. Apostolic Christian Home and Retirement Village in Sabetha, the community where you can fully enjoy living.
Calling all you grain haulers. Get a new tarp or trap system for your grain trailer or end dump at Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. Clements Welding and Supply are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarps, and now Thunderstone. Upgrade your manual crank system with a new electric or hydraulic system, or replace a damaged tarp. Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, your go-to location for all your tarp needs. Clements Welding and Supply is also a Minimizer fender dealer for all welding repairs of all kinds as well. Come see Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
KNZA.
Back here at Toyton Family Stadium here in Manhattan, Kansas. Jake Spaulding alongside with Ray Penning back in the studios. And it's time now for the first time up for Harper Schmelzy. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. Sabetha up to bat. It'll be Schmelzy, Will Ulrich back to the top of the order with Mitchell Kramer. 2-0 to score. Hoisington's Tony Moore has been efficient here early on. First offering fouled away out of play from Harper Schmelzy. Schmelzy on the season at 260 average on the year. But what a play by Mitchell Kramer in the top half of this inning to get out of the jam and wipe away that error when Will Ulrich lost the ball in the sun. And the 0-1 pitch was a breaking ball and no contact made there by Schmelzy. Down to the count now, 0-2. This curveball, I'm telling you, is from Moore, is pretty nasty. The 0-2 pitch, fastball, line to the second baseman and caught by Gala for out number one. So Schmelzy lines out to Gala to begin the bottom half of this third inning. We'll bring up Will Ulrich, right fielder, stepping in for the first time tonight from the left side of the batter's box. One away here, bottom of the third, and you know you feel for the kid right now, especially as much as he was battling that sun. He'd love to get on base here to get something started for the Blue Jays as the top of the order awaits. Ulrich calls for time as the umpire awards it. You know, I saw it in the game ahead of me where, you know, the umpires don't have to give you time, and there was one instance where they did that. I'll tell you more in a second. First pitch to Ulrich. Ground ball to the first baseman, picked up by Dalton. He takes it unassisted for out number two. That'll bring up Mitchell Kramer. But earlier in the Heston-Topeka Hayden game, we had where a Heston player was asking for time right after the Hayden pitcher stepped on the rubber. Runner was at second base, and the umpire never awarded it. And the batter continued to expect it to happen and stepped out of the box and struck out looking as a result. Two away here. Kramer in the box for the second time. He flied out to center field on a great play by Lane French. His first time up. First pitch, breaking ball outside, ball one. Moore toes the slab out of the stretch. The 1-0 is fouled down the right field line. One ball, one strike. Two away here. Just crossing the 7 o'clock hour. You're listening to State Baseball here on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha. The 1-1 pitch from Moore. Curveball in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Just got great stuff. That ball was going towards the front hip of Kramer. Ended up right in the middle of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Nobody on. Two away here. Bottom of the third. The pitch. High and away. Ball two. Evening the count. And that one was pretty close for two strikes. As I coach kids and explain to them, got to be ready. Anything close with two strikes. Kramer's got to have that mindset here. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Ground ball to the second baseman. Gala has it. Fires the first in time as there was a collision briefly. Kramer hits the deck, but the out is recorded on the 4-3 ground out to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Hoisington 2, Sabetha nothing.
Do you need a bright new smile? Or maybe it's just time for a dental checkup. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer offer professional service in a friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff that will make sure your teeth are comfortably cared for. And even if you don't have dental insurance, single and family memberships are available. Put your dental care in the best hands with Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer and Dr. Betsy Tedman at Sabetha Dental, taking appointments 5 days a week.
Edelman's Home Center in Sabetha is so much more than your hardware and lumber store. Did you know Edelman's has rock hauling services? They sell and deliver gravel and also haul black dirt and fill sand. At Edelman's Lumber and Home Center, quality is more than just a word for the material and workmanship they provide. From buildings to door, window, and screen replacement, color match paint, as well as rekeying locks, plus installation and service for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, trust Edelman's Home Center, Old Highway 75, Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Head to the top of the fourth, Jake Spaulding alongside with Ray Penny back at the studios. Hoisington up 2-0 as we go back through the second time of the order. Here's Lane French, who got everything started for Hoisington back in the second inning, leading it off with a walk. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Lane French reached on the walk, was able to make it to third on a double from Aiden Heckel, and then stole home on a wild pitch from McAfee. The 1-1 offering is another breaking ball from C-Mac. It looked like another curveball that got away from him high and inside, 2-1. McAfee back to work. Fastball a little bit low. Now 3-1. Christian has seemed to struggle with that curveball here tonight. 3-1 pitch. Fastball lifted straight back out of play. We'll go to a full count here. Lane French, Christian McAfee. McAfee now with 48 pitches in this ballgame. The 3-2 pitch. Lifted high, shallow right field. Going back for it is Schmelzy underneath it to make the grab for out number one. So I'll bring up Marcus Ingram, who flied out to Will Ulrich in right field his first time up. McAfee about to throw his 50th pitch of the ball game. One away here, top of the fourth. Hoisington up 2-0. Breaking ball. That one's in there for a strike, and looked more confident that time from C-Mac. Up in the count now, 0-1. Quickly out of the windup, the 0-1 pitch. Another breaking ball. That one's fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2. You know, C-Mac likes to be able to throw that. It's okay every now and then one slips away from you, but it's happened to him three times so far. So good to see that the confidence isn't shook with that pitch. Here's the 0-2, fastball high and away. Not a bad place to miss there for C-Mac. It's 1-2 now with one away. You're in the top of the fourth inning. 52 pitches now on the night for C-Mac. The 1-2 pitch lifted down the right field line, slicing and foul. We'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. Area teams making it to state, 2-1 on the day. Here's a 1-2 offering from McAfee. That one's lifted to Ulrich in right field. Ulrich giving chase underneath it, makes the grab for the second out. So two times Ingram's been to the plate, two times he's flied out to Will Ulrich. There are two away here in the top of the fourth. The McLeod Lady Bulldogs trying to go back-to-back in 2-1A down in Pratt. Softball won 15-0 in three innings in a game that took 41 minutes. Then Onega just mentioned softball, first ever win at a state tournament over 5-2 in their ball game over Central Heights. The 1-0 pitch to Aiden Heckel, ground ball, dribbled down the third base line, and it goes foul. It'll be 1-1 to count with two outs here. Last time up, Heckel doubled to left center. Would have been held at first, but the play from Bauman trying to get French out at third. Fry helped the tag out a little bit long, and Heckel just heads up base running, gets the second. He ends up scoring on the single from Brody Kreitz. 1-1 pitch, catches the outside corner for a strike. Great job there by Reed Mitchell. You know, as a former catcher, I really do appreciate watching a frame job. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, right up the middle. Kramer gets it, spins, fires the first, in time! Mitchell Kramer, how about you? All the way from behind second, did a 360, able to fire it perfectly to Jacob Grimm. That's back-to-back innings with a great play from the shortstop to get out of the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Hoisington 2, Sabetha nothing.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
KNZA.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning.
In and out the bottom of the fourth for Sabetha. The center fielder, number 5, Marcus Bauman.
Marcus Bauman. Thanks, Lyle Alley, a PA here at Poynton Family Stadium. Jake Spaulding alongside here. Ray Penning back at the studios. 2-0 Hoisington. We go to the bottom of the fourth. No base runners since the first inning for Sabetha, trying to change that up here. The last time they had a base runner, it was this guy, Bauman, who reached on a single. First pitch, too far outside. Ball number 1 from Tony Moore. Bauman reached with a single, stole second, and was stranded there in the bottom of the first. And the Blue Jays have gone down in order since then. the 1-0 offering. Lifted high on the infield, giving chase is Gallup from second base. Now backing up and almost dropping it, but able to squeeze it. He overran that by about four steps and able to reach right behind him to keep it in the mitt. That's out number one.
Now batting is the pitcher number 17, Christian McAfee.
C-Mac will come up for the second time today, trying to help himself here. Struck out the first time up back in the first. Boisington playing him straight up. Bottom of the fourth, down by two. The first pitch of this at-bat. Curveball hanging, but hits the left gap. It's still giving chase and making the grab. How about you? Brody Kreitz, he looked like he was burnt by that ball, but able to get underneath it, extend the left arm, and bring it in for the second out. McAfee was digging for two, maybe three on that swing.
Third baseman number 22, Chase Fry.
But what a play by the left fielder, Brody Kreitz. That's twice this outfield has robbed the Blue Jays of at least one bag. Chase Fry up now, second time through. Struck out his first time up. Nobody on, two away here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. First pitch, breaking ball, fouled straight back to the screen. And I would say that it's almost a 50-50 ratio of off-speed and fastball coming from Tony Moore here tonight. The 0-1 pitch. Fry watches it go high and out of the zone. One ball, one strike. Moore with just 44 pitches so far in this one. So on the slab, out of the stretch. Nobody on here, two away. Moore's breaking ball, lifted down the right field line, giving chase is Dalton, but runs out of real estate. It'll go out of play. First strike number two. So Chase Fry struck out his first time up. Just shy of 300 on the average this season, trying to get something going here in the bottom of the fourth with Jacob Grimm awaiting on deck. Fry steps in, down in the count, 1-2. Two outs here in bottom of the fourth. The 1-2 offering from Moore. Lifted down the right field line. Slicing foul as well. We'll do it again at 1-2. Working a good at-bat here is Chase Fry for the Blue Jays. Not the first time in the last couple weeks where Sabetha has been battling from behind. They had to do it in the regional semifinal and had to do it in the regional final as well. Down 2-0 here, bottom of the fourth. One ball, two strikes on Chase Fry, two away. More toes to slab, the leg kick, the 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on, foul tip, but caught by Ingram. Another strikeout
in the fourth inning
for Tony Moore. And that's a third out as Sabetha goes three up, three down in the fourth. We head to the top of the fifth. 2-0, Cardinals leading the Blue Jays.
The Rehabilitation Department at Sabetha Community Hospital offers a wide range of services, from pediatric therapy to inpatient and outpatient to home health therapy. Our therapists use a variety of therapeutic techniques in addition to state-of-the-art therapeutic equipment to develop an individualized plan of care tailored to your unique needs and abilities. At Sabetha Community Hospital, we take pride in our quality of care and our commitment to our patients.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in the top half of the fifth inning, Jake Spaulding, Ray Penning back in the studios. Boisington up 2-0 over Sabetha, 3A opening round of state baseball here at Toyton Family Stadium. The very first pitch, high and away, ball one. McAfee down to the count 1-0 and fires low and inside for ball two. as Granton Dalton, the first baseman, struck out the first time, seeing just three pitches, but Dalton now up in the count, 2-0. 2-0 pitch from McAfee in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Top half of the fifth inning, and this is where things start to tense up a little bit here in a state game. Ground ball to the third baseman. Fry charges, fires the first. Grimm able to make the play, but they say he stepped off the bag. He reached up. Grimm said that his foot was still down, and Curtis Hamilton comes out of the dugout asking the home plate umpire to give some help to the first base umpire. As of right now, it's logged as an infield single here for Granton Dalton. The home plate umpire now, as they call time, and Curtis Hamilton will go down and talk with the first base umpire. It was a slow dribbler down the third base line, and great job by Chase Fry, giving Chase, able to scoop it out of the glove quickly to his hand. The throw was a little bit high, but Jacob Grimm reached up, tried to keep his toe on the bag. Now all three umpires will come together to discuss this one to see if maybe somebody else had a different vantage point. But it's really tough because your first base umpire is right there on top of the bag. I'm not sure anybody else could have had a better viewpoint of it. And after the conversation, they do stick with the call on the field. Dalton safe at first on the infield single on the 62nd pitch of the night for Christian McAfee. So the second hit of the night for the Cardinals puts Dalton at first base. So now Brody Kreitz steps in. Had an RBI single to right field his first time up. Nobody away. 1-0 the count to Kreitz. McAfee looks over to first. The offering. Outside ball two. Two balls, no strikes, no away here in the top of the fifth. 2-0 the lead for Hoisington. 2-0 offering is roped out of play down the right field line. Foul. Count now at 2-1. McAfee comes set on the slab. Pitch is high. Ball three. On deck is Carson Mason, who grounded out to Kramer his last time up. The 3-1 pitch, lifted left center field, giving chase his leg, but he won't get there in time. It's a single from Brody Kreitz. He is 2-for-2 in his state baseball debut. A freshman for Hoisington. Stepping up big here for the Cardinals as the team's only RBI and now has two of the team's three hits in the game. So runners at first and second, nobody out. Bottom of the order, it's Carson Mason, who grounded out to Kramer at short last time up. Grimm, not holding on the runner at first, is now shortened up on the infield. Here's a bunt attempt, and he went around, didn't make contact, and so count is 0-1. Get him on, get him over, get him in. That's a strategy that the Royals really exemplified 10 years ago. Small ball is, in my opinion, the best baseball. So that's expecting small ball again as Grimm's creeping in on the right side. 0-1 the count, squaring the bunt. Pulling it back this time. It was a strike anyway, so it's 0-2. So now Christian McAfee asks for time ahead of the count. 0-2 talks to Mitchell, his battery mate. And Grimm will reset, not have to worry about creeping. Be very unlikely to see if Carson Mason squares the bunt this time down in the count. 0-2. Mason steps in on the right side of the box. Top of the order waits on deck with Mason Martin. The 0-2 pitch from McAfee. Curveball hangs high, and it's ball one. Just not a pitch that's really been in the tank tonight for C-Mac. Still ahead in the count, 1-2. Nobody out, runners at first and second, top of the fifth inning. 1-2 pitch, low and away, 2, evening the count. Hoisington got 2 runs in the second inning as French and Heckel scored. They've got 2 hits here in the top of the fifth. The 2-2 pitch in there. Really close. Makes it 3-2. A great at-bat here from Carson Mason. Working the count full. McAfee out of the stretch. Comes set. Kicks the leg. The payoff pitch fouled and stays right there. Just barely getting a piece of it was Carson Mason to keep himself alive. Curious to see if Hoisington maybe sends runners here. They step out, give some signs. 3-2, nobody out. Runners at first and second for the Cardinals. The payoff pitch. Just a bit outside. 4, and the bases are loaded. Coach Hamilton will ask for time to go out and talk to Christian McAfee, who is now at 74 pitches in this ballgame. But Hoisington is threatening here in the top of the fifth, already up 2-0. We'll step aside for a 15-second timeout. We come back here to Toyton Family Stadium.
Sabetha Greenhouse is located in Sabetha, Kansas at 307 North 14th. We specialize in vegetable plants, flowering annuals and perennials, as well as a custom potting service. Check out our huge selection of succulents and a large variety of pottery. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Sabetha Greenhouse, your garden pavilion, Sabetha, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Still in the top of the fifth inning, Curtis Hamilton's conversation was quick, short, and sweet. And Christian McAfee pipes in a strike to Mason Martin, quickly back on the rubber and fires another one. Back-to-back fastballs, and C-Mac has got this energy about him right now. He's towing that slab and ready to go as soon as the umpire points the finger and says, we're good to go. 0-2 the count now. Bases loaded. Sabetha's corners are in. The 0-2 offering in the dirt. Great job there by Reed Mitchell to keep it in front. Now 1-2. Corners are in. Middle infield playing double play depth. This is a situation where ground ball to the corner, look for him to go home. Up the middle, they're going to try and turn two. Nobody out. Bases loaded, top of the fifth. The 1-2 pitch from McAfee. Curve ball hangs high again. It goes behind Mason Martin on the right side of the batter's box. Evening the count at 2-2. With McAfee physically frustrated with that one. 2-2 offering. Ground ball up the middle. Kept in by Kramer. Second, one out. Scoop to first. It's in time. Mitchell Kramer's diving effort saves a run. One runner does score from third in Grattan Dalton, but that ball easily could have gone into center field and scored at least 2. Instead, they turned 2 with Mitchell Kramer. The 6-4-3 double play. Now Gala grounded to second base, and Schmelzley gets the out at first. The bases were loaded with nobody out. Only one runner comes home. It's 3-0 Hoisington after 2 hits in the inning. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 left on. We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Hoisington 3, Sabetha nothing.
Founded in 1985, Extrutech of Sabetha has installed numerous extrusion systems worldwide to exceed clients' expectations. Today, Extrutech continues successful growth through a capabilities-driven approach and valued staff. Extrutech is grateful to be a part of this strong community, and in return is proud to sponsor this local broadcast. you can trust that Extrutech Incorporated will continue to provide extrusion solutions based on a reliable foundation. Extrutech of Sabetha.
Scobie Bros of Sabetha, where promoting your business is their business. Scobie Bros is your premier source for branding solutions, providing corporate apparel and merchandise. Visit them online at scobiebros.com.
Dr. Ashley at Kidwell Chiropractic offers diverse adjustments by hand or instrument with offices in Horton or Sabetha. Call for an appointment at 913-575-0763 or visit Kidwell Chiropractic on Facebook and see all the services offered by Dr. Ashley through Chiropractic Adjustments.
KNZA.
We head to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and you cannot go without talking about the defensive effort from Mitchell Kramer. Three straight innings now where his defensive effort has been super impactful. Sabetha does give up one run, but the bases were loaded with nobody out. A double play thanks to Mitchell Kramer. Great flip and great turn from Schmelzley, and then a ground out to Schmelzley to end the frame. Only one run off two hits, and getting out of a bases-loaded jam was Christian McAfee. It's about to down 3-0 now, hitting the bottom of the fifth inning. Jacob Grimm to start things off. They need to get some things going here. First pitch to curveball, fouled off down the right field line and out of play. 0-1 to begin this at-bat for Jacob Grimm. Grimm struck out his first time up. We're midway down the batting lineup here for Sabetha. Bottom of the fifth, and just now the second time through for Jacob Grimm. Poisington has gone through their lineup already in its entirety twice and starting the third time around. Sabetha needs to get some base runners here. Hopefully they can start with the big guy here. Grimm lifts one to the second baseman and called off by the first baseman, Dalton, to make the play for out number one.
Aiden Lang.
Aiden Lang will step up into the box next for Sabetha. He struck out his first time up on just four pitches against Tony Moore, who's still on the slab for Hoisington. Moore just 49, about to be his 50th pitch here in 4 1/3 of an inning. First offering is high, ball one. Moore has struck out five Blue Jays so far in this ballgame. Lang up in the count 1-0. Here's the pitch. Lifted down the right field line, foul. Evening the count at 1-1. One and one the count, one away here, bottom of the fifth inning. The offering to Lang, curveball, just misses the inside portion of the plate. It's 2-1. And that's one pitch that these Blue Jays just have struggled to pick up out of the hand of Tony Moore tonight. 2-1 to count here. The pitch. Foul straight back to the screen, evening the count now at 2-2. To the Blue Jays left fielder. On deck is Reed Mitchell. If anybody gets on, Harper Schmelzley for Sabetha. Down to their final eight outs in this one. The 2-2 pitch, curveball outside in the dirt, ball three. Working the count full here is Aiden Lang. And a little bit of energy coming from that dugout right now for the Sabetha Blue Jays. Lang working a great at-bat here. The eighth pitch of the at-bat. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Two away now here in the bottom half of the fifth inning.
The catcher, number 38, Reed Mitchell.
Reed Mitchell steps in. Grounded out to the first baseman his first time up. They shift a little bit, shading him more to pull the ball here down the right side. He bats from the left. First pitch, high and away, ball one. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, evening the count at one ball and one strike. Two away, we're here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Back to work quickly. Moore, 1-1 pitch. Coming up empty on the swing is Harper Schmelzley, down in the count now, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch outside and gets past the catcher. Back to the screen it goes. And evening the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. With 2 away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Blue Jays in the dugout doing twos. That's 2 fingers on the side of your bill. Delivery fouled straight back. Reed Mitchell is all over this from Tony Moore. I look for Moore to go back to his off-speed breaking pitch. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 away here, bottom of the fifth. The pitch. Curveball outside for ball 3. Started all the way in the right batter's box. And almost caught the corner. Working the count full here now. The payoff pitch. Inside and low, it's ball 4, and the Blue Jays have their first base runner since the first inning. And that's going to allow Tyler Wenger to come in and courtesy run for Reed Mitchell.
Courtesy runner is Tyler Wenger, number 2 for the Blue Jays. Batting is the second baseman, number 3, Harper Schmelzley.
Schmelzley lined down to the second baseman his first time up, but something's cooking in the kitchen right now. We'll see if Chef Harper can deliver here. 2 away, bottom of the fifth. Runner doesn't go. Pitch is high away for a ball. It's 1-0. Moore comes set. The pitch to Schmelzley. Runner stays at first in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Pickoff attempt. Back easily with Winger. So 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 away. Schmelzley steps into the batter's box. The 1-1 pitch. High and away. Ball 2. Moore kind of struggling here in this fifth inning with a little bit of control. Two and one to count. That one's in the outside corner for strike 2. Fainting right across the knees. Evening this count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And Schmelzley will ask for time and step out of the box. Tyler Wenger, courtesy runner for Reed Mitchell at first. 2 away here, bottom of the fifth. 2-2 pitch. Foul down the right field line and out of play. We'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, we've seen from this Blue Jay team, they can get a few extra pitches from Moore. It's when he's struggled the most today, but overall, pretty efficient day so far from the Hoisington pitcher. The 2-2 pitch, curveball stays high. This count has reached full. And it seems just about every time that the Blue Jays have had 2 strikes on them and they foul 1 pitch off, the next pitch has been a struggle for Moore. Now the count is full. Winger will be off with the pitch. 2 away, full count. There goes Winger. Payoff pitch. Lift it straight into center field. Going to drop in for a hit. And Winger stays at second. Coach Curtis Hamilton nods his head at him, says that's all right. But running on the pitch and a line drive to center field, Winger right, holds up at second. Winger holds up at second, but a 2-out single here from Schmelzley. And that appetizer is getting close to being completed here. Things continue to cook here for the Blue Jays. Will Ulrich in now. Grounded out to the first baseman his first time up. First pitch to Ulrich is in the dirt, ball one. Top of the order away, it says Mitchell Kramer is on deck. Ulrich will ask for time awarded by the umpire. Want to know the count? Two away here, bottom of the fifth. Winger at second, Schmelzley at first. The 1-0 pitch for Moore. Breaking ball in there for a strike and kind of confused Ulrich. Looked like a fastball and the bottom just dropped out of it. In there for a strike, it's 1-1. Defense playing him straight up here. The 1-1 pitch. On the inside corner for strike two. Ulrich. Down in the count now, 1-2. No batting glove. Standing in from the left side. Down in the count. With two away. Bottom of the fifth. Stepping off the rubber is Moore. He'll reset. First time tonight, the Blue Jays have had multiple runners on at the same time. The 1-2 pitch for Moore. Lifted on the infield. High sky ball. Shortstop Martin makes the grab for out number three. And getting out of the jam is Tony Moore. So popping up to the shortstop for the third out is Will Ulrich. Blue Jays get one hit. They leave two runners on. No runs, no errors. We head to the top half of the sixth inning. Hoisington 3, Sabetha nothing.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arm. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sabetha, Kansas.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true? Or offering plans that do not work? Or work well in our area?
Well, so are we.
At Sailor Insurance, we want you to know the truth and we'll always do what's right for you. Come see me, Jan Steinlage in Sabetha, or Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca, and stay ahead of the junk. Give us a call to schedule your appointment today.
Sailor Insurance, online at sailorinsurance.com.
KNZA.
Top of the sixth we go, and Tony Moore will start things off for Hoisington. Christian McAfee still in the ball game on 80 pitches on the night. First pitch, low and away, ball one. Quickly back to work is C-Mac. The 1-0 pitch is outside, ball two. Tony Moore has grounded out to Mitchell Kramer both times so far here tonight. Bottom half of the fifth inning, one that Sabetha had some things working, all with two outs. Started with a walk from Mitchell and then a single from Schmelzley, but Ulrich unable to get any runners home. It's now 3-0. 3-0 pitch in the dirt. Four straight pitches, all balls, and a walk issued to Tony Moore. And Curtis Hamilton quickly comes out of the dugout. That might be it for Christian McAfee with 84 pitches through this game so far. We'll see if there is a change being made. As the cleanup hitter, Lane French, will come up next. He has walked and flied out to shallow right field. Marcus Ingram, if anybody else gets on, Aiden Heckel. And we will have a change here. We'll get you everything about this pitching change. We come back. 1 minute timeout. We are in the top half of the sixth inning. One runner aboard. 3-0. Hoisington leading Sabetha.
At Apostolic Christian Home in Sabetha, their purpose and mission is to provide personalized care with a trained and compassionate healthcare staff, having a wide array of activities for residents to choose, such as news and Bible time, bus rides, friend and family FaceTime visits, group games, parties, and more. The AC Nursing Home serves restaurant-quality food for residents at every meal and has an outstanding restorative and therapy team. The best level of care at Apostolic Christian Home in Sabetha. Truly a place to call home. Call today for a tour and come discover the advantages.
Hi, this is Remington from Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill. My dad and I do a wide range of projects for our customers. We are dealers for Sherlock, Sioux City Tarp, and Thunderstone, Minimizer Fenders, and your Dexter and Redneck trailer parts. We can make you a custom hydraulic hose and stock Interstate batteries. At Clements Welding and Supply, we make custom metal projects and farm equipment repairs. Check us out on Facebook or stop by Clements Welding and Supply in Morrill, Kansas.
Toothache got you down? Not looking forward to going to the dentist? At Sabetha Dental, they understand your dilemma. It's not easy to trust your dental care to just anyone. That's why Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer provide a professional, friendly atmosphere with highly trained staff so that you can feel comfortable knowing you'll get the best care possible and feel comfortable during your visit. Sabetha Dental offers hometown dentistry with a precision touch. Now taking appointments 5 days a week with single and family memberships available. See Dr. Betsy Tedman and Dr. Kyle Stahlbaumer at Sabetha Dental.
Kansaland Radio.
Pitching change here in the bottom or top half, of the sixth inning will be Mitchell Kramer coming in and Kyler Wanger going over to shortstop for Sabetha. On the year, Kramer, he's the one that got him to this point in that regional title game with a phenomenal pitching outing in that regional title game. Kramer on the year, 19 innings pitched, 39 strikeouts, just a 1.10 ERA. 2-2 in save opportunities and a 2-0 record on the season. The runner at first base is still responsible by Christian McAfee, and that's Tony Moore. First pitch from Kramer is high and away, ball one, as he's digging in his Lane French from the right side, who has walked and flied out in the shallow right field tonight. Kramer comes in with that runner on first, 1-0 the count, nobody out. The 1-0 offering piped in there for a strike, evening the count at one apiece. Bloomington up 3-0, top of the sixth, runner at first. On a four-pitch walk is Tony Moore. He takes off this ball, lifted into right field. Ulrich underneath it, has it, tries to throw it back to first to double up Moore, and cannot do so. An overthrow, and now it gets past Mitchell, and Moore's going to end up at second base anyway. A line drive to right field, and Will Ulrich makes the play, records the out, slips, though, as he's trying to get the ball back into Jacob Grimm at first to try and double up Moore. And an errant throw will allow Moore to move back up to second on that wild throw from Will Ulrich. So that'll be the second error assessed to Will in the ballgame. So now stepping into the right side of the box is Marcus Ingram, who's flied out both times to Will Ulrich in right field. Second base, it's Tony Moore. The kick and the delivery lifted. This is to right field again, and Will Ulrich for the third time has got Marcus Ingram out. Three at-bats for Ingram, and Will Ulrich is his kryptonite. Second out of the inning. Kramer has faced two batters. Has had two flyouts to right field as a result. Aiden Heckel in the game. Right side of the box is doubled and grounded out to Kramer at short. Out of the stretch, Kramer delivers. Ball lifted out of play down the right field line and foul. 0-1 the count here to Aiden Heckel. He's able to get on base safely. Grattan Dalton awaits on deck. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Strike two to Aiden Heckel. Nasty pitch there from Mitchell Kramer. Trying to slide a chair here. 0-2 the count, two away. Top of the order due up for Sabetha in the bottom half of this sixth inning. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, ground ball to the second baseman. Schmelzy fires the first in time to record the third out. So great relief work there from Mitchell Kramer to get Sabetha out of the jam. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. One hit, one runner left on. Check out, no hits, one runner left on. No, or one error. And no runs for Hoisington. Bottom of the sixth, 3-0. Cardinals lead the Blue Jays.
Edelman's Home Center in Sabetha is so much more than your hardware and lumber store. Did you know Edelman's has rock hauling services? They sell and deliver gravel and also haul black dirt and fill sand. At Edelman's Lumber and Home Center, quality is more than just a word for the material and workmanship they provide. From buildings to door, window, and screen replacement, color match paint, as well as rekeying locks, plus installation and service for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, trust Edelman's Home Center, Old Highway 75, Sabetha.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then, come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Manhattan, Kansas, Twitten Family Stadium, 3A, opening round, state baseball. Here on FM 103.9 KNZA, getting close to the 8 o'clock hour here. We've had a couple teams from around the area make it to the semifinals. That was Onega, Lady Buffalo softball, gets their first win in a state tournament ever, 5-2 earlier today. And also McLeod, the Bulldogs softball team, trying to repeat its champions, win 15-0. Valley Falls, they felt in a close one, 6-5 in their opening round bout out in Great Bend. And Sabetha right now, top of the order, down 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning, trying to make some late game magic happen again. Had to do it a couple times in regionals against Jeff West and Bishop Ward. They'll need it to do it again here to guarantee a spot tomorrow. Tony Moore still in the game for Hoisington. His 74th pitch of the game is a ball to Mitchell Kramer. Kramer now the pitcher for Sabetha. McAfee will stay in and hit. He will hit for Kyler Wenger. He's due up third. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by Kramer. Even in the count at 1-1. Kramer has hit the ball hard twice tonight. Fly out to center field and hot shot to the second baseman. The 1-1 pitch is a curveball fouled back to the screen. Now 1-2. Six strikeouts in the game so far for Tony Moore. Sabetha hoping to keep that number right there. Nobody out here, bottom of the sixth inning. Nobody on. 1-2 pitch, the first hitter of the inning. And it's just inside for ball number two. Kramer, I think, thought that might have been calling a strike as he started to walk towards the dugout, but gets second life here. Two balls and two strikes. To Mitchell Kramer, the leadoff hitter for Sabetha. The pitch, curveball, grounded to the shortstop. Martin picks it off the turf. Ball is low and unable to collect it is Grattan Dalton. It'll be an error on Hoisington. Great hustle there. Putting the pressure on was Mitchell Kramer. We'll see for sure what they rule that, and it will be an error. On the shortstop, Martin. That'll bring up Marcus Bauman. So E6, Kramer is aboard with nobody out. Bauman, single, and popped out to the second baseman his last time up. Here's a pickoff attempt to no avail. Kramer's got speed. We mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. 23 stolen bases on the year. Bauman's in from the right side. Shading him to pull just a little bit here. Kramer takes off. Pitches high and away. Kramer able to steal second base. The ball hit him on the throw and caromed into shallow left field. Catching the corner on the pitch. So 0-1 the count, but Kramer grabs his 24th bag of the season. 0-1 the count here to Marcus Bauman with the runner in scoring position. The 0-1 pitch, curveball, swung on and missed by Bauman. He's down in the count now, 0-2. McAfee awaits on deck. Chase Fry in the hole. If anybody's able to get on, Jacob Grimm. Kramer at second base. Here's a pickoff attempt to second, and Kramer able to dive back safely. That was a great move by Tony Moore. No Harry High School there, folks. That was a smooth step off the back of the rubber and spin back there. Shortstop Martin crashing in to apply the tag just too late. So 0-2 the count. Here's the offering to Bauman. Curveball swinging and missing is Marcus Bauman. He's down on strikes for the first out of this inning.
McAfee.
Christian McAfee will step in now. Struck out in the first inning and flied out to left field on a deep shot. Brody Kreitz made a phenomenal grab that robbed McAfee of at least a double. One away, Kramer at second base. First pitch to McAfee in the dirt, ball one. 82 pitches now for Tony Moore. So that's a threatening down 3-0 here. The 1-0 offering lifted in the left center gap and deep. Giving chase as Kreitz underneath it, makes the grab for the second out, tagging as Kramer. He will make it to third safely. So that's twice now that C-Mac has driven the ball deep to left field.
The merchandise table is setting.
But just missed on that. Does advance Kramer to third, and that'll bring up the next Blue Jay batter.
22, Chase Fry.
Chase Fry. Two strikeouts in the ballgame. Blue Jays really need to get Kramer home from third here. Two away. First pitch, breaking ball, ripped down the left field line and fair. Kramer will score. Fry rounds first and will stay there. It's an RBI single for Chase Fry, and the Blue Jays have their first run on the board.
The first baseman, number 23, Jacob Grimm.
Exactly what the Blue Jays needed to see happen is get runners home and get runners on for big Jacob Grimm, who could tie this game with one swing of the bat. Fry now at first. Grimm steps in, who struck out and lined out to the first baseman. First pitch is off speed and catches the bottom portion of the zone for strike one. Fry over at first. Pickoff move is a little late. Fry has been picked off one time this year, caught stealing once, but has 16 stolen bags. 0-1 the count to Jacob Grimm. Two away here, bottom of the sixth. One runner already home. Blue Jays deficit is trimmed now to two. The 0-1 pitch, high and outside, and that was definitely by design as Marcus Ingram popped out of his stance to catch it. They were hoping to see if Chase Fry was stealing, but he was not, and it's now 1-1. Fry, the runner at first, doesn't go. The 1-1 offering, breaking ball, too far outside. It's 2-1. And I think we're seeing, too, that Hoisington's okay with pitching around big Jacob Grimm. Coach Eric Steiner giving direction. 2-1, breaking pitch, catches the inside corner for a strike two. Curtis Hamilton, third base coach, kind of shakes his head a little bit, but it's two balls, two strikes, with two away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 89th pitch of the at-bat, and here's a time called by Jacob Grimm. I like that play there. Moore was getting ready to bring it home. Here we go. Two balls, two strikes, two away. The pitch to Grimm. Off goes the runner. Outside, it's a ball. Throw down to second. Not in time. Chase Fry swipes second. The throw was pretty good. Just a little bit high, and Martin had to leave his feet to try and grab it, then apply the tag. So it's three balls, two strikes now on Jacob Grimm with the runner at second base and Chase Fry. The payoff pitch for Moore. Breaking ball. Swinging and missing is Grimm. Strike three.
Sabetha in the bottom half of the sixth had one run on one hit, one error, and one left on. The score after six innings of play, the Cardinals 3, the Blue Jays 1.
We're back after 1 minute for seventh inning of action here live from Toyton Stadium, 3A State Baseball on 103.9.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Kramer back in for the Blue Jays, and Winger still at shortstop for Sabetha. It's the top of the seventh inning, and Kramer will have 7-8-9 due up for Hoisington. It's Grattan Dalton who has struck out and singled here tonight. His first time facing Kramer. First pitch fouled back to the screen. It's 0-1. Bottom of the sixth inning, Blue Jays, that's two straight innings where they've had something cooking. Able to scratch across one run. They got a whole damage right where it's at here. As off-speed pitch by Kramer in there for a strike. It's quickly 0-2. Sabetha will have 6-7-8 due up in the bottom half of this seventh inning. The 0-2 pitch fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again. It'll be Aiden Lang, Reed Mitchell, Harper Schmelzley due up. The last three outs that Sabetha has remaining, but they need to keep this score locked here at 3-1, getting to that point. Kramer shakes off a sign, and time is called here by Grattan Dalton, first baseman for Hoisington. Winner gets Topeka Hayden tomorrow. The game will be at 1:15. The 0-2 pitch from Mitchell Kramer. Swung on and missed. Strike three. For the first out of the inning, and the first strikeout of a Cardinal since all the way back in that second inning, who also was Grattan Dalton. First pitch a little bit inside to Brody Kreitz, ball one. Kreitz has singled both times up and has collected an RBI tonight. Freshman left fielder for Hoisington. 1-0 pitch. Too far outside this time. It's 2-0. I will say this has been a really good called game from behind the plate as far as consistency goes. Zone really hasn't moved at all game long. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike. Quickly back to work. Here's Kramer to 2-1. Breaking ball, dribbled to shortstop. Here's Winger, fires to first. In time, nice pick by Jacob Grimm. Ball is in the dirt. Able to pick it out in time for out number two.
Batting is the right fielder, number 15, Carson Mason.
Carson Mason, third time up for him. He is grounded out to the shortstop and walked in this ballgame. Kramer trying to hold fast here and keep the score of 3-1 to get to the bottom of the seventh. First pitch in there for a strike. So 1-1. The 0-1 offering. Breaking pitch. Too far outside. It's 1-1 now. Mason's able to get on. It'll be Martin, who's awaiting on deck for Hoisington. 1-1 to count. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball lifted to left field. Shallow left field. Winger giving chase. Able to make the grab. He sprinted to left field. Over the shoulder grab to make the third out of this inning. We're going to head to the bottom half of the seventh. And, folks, it's do or die time for the Blue Jays. Coming up, it'll be Aiden Lang, Reed Mitchell, and Harper Smilsley to try and continue Sabetha's season. Hoisington leads 3-1. We head to the bottom of the seventh after this one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Who are you going to call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing, 785-459-2500.
Kansaland Radio.
It's do or die time for the Blue Jays, and the Blue Jay faithful come to life. Bottom of the seventh inning, down by two. It'll be Aiden Lang to lead things off for Sabetha. Tony Moore still on the bump for Hoisington, and the first pitch is low and away, ball one. Tony Moore now 91 pitches in this ball game. You can go to 105 here in high school baseball. 1-0 pitch, ground ball to the third baseman, picked up by Heckel. His fire to first is in time for out number one.
Reed Mitchell,
the catcher, will come up next. Grounded out to the first baseman and then walked his last time up. Harper Smelsley on deck, and if anybody can get on and continue this season for Sabetha, Will Ulrich waits. Left side of the box, Tony Moore on his 93rd pitch of the ball game. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Nobody on. One away here. Bottom of the seventh inning. 3-1, Hoisington. The 0-1 pitch. In there for strike two. And the Cardinal faithful, they start to rise to their feet a little bit. 0-2 the count here to the catcher for Sabetha. Reed Mitchell, and he asks for time. Three errors in the game for the Blue Jays to one for Hoisington. Other than that, the hits are even. At three apiece, here's the 0-2 offering is high and away, ball one. But three hits each team. Again, two more errors by the Blue Jays and two more runs for the Cardinals. The 1-2 pitch, ball lifted out of play. We'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. Blue Jays are down to their final two outs for this 2024 campaign. The 1-2 offering, breaking pitch, nearly hits him. Evening the count of two balls, two strikes. Reed Mitchell ducks away just in time. One away here, bottom of the seventh. Tony Moore comes set for his 98th pitch of the game. Check swing there by Mitchell. And it's now a 3-2 count. I want to go back to it. A foul ball a moment ago, two pitches ago, and two straight balls since then. Working a full count. Here's the payoff pitch for Moore. Ground ball right back to him. He'll toss it to first to record the second out. And the Blue Jays are down to their final out.
The second baseman, number three, Harper Schmelzer.
Harper Schmelzer will check in. He is lined out to the second baseman, and he is singled as well. As Coach Steiner comes out of the dugout and asks his outfield to scoot in, they want no bloop singles, no easy. The infield is back. Two away here. They're Blue Jays are down to Schmelzer, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. And Moore's got a chance, since he got to this batter before getting to 105, to pitch a complete game. Schmelzer trying to extend the life here for the Blue Jays. The 0-1 pitch, breaking pitch in there for strike two. 0-2 the count here to the second baseman, Harper Schmelzer. The Blue Jays are down to their final strike. The 0-2 pitch, high and away, ball one. Great plate discipline there from Harper Schmelzer. Schmelzer steps back in. The Cardinal faithful come to their feet. The 1-2 offering for Moore. Off outside, ball two. And the Cardinal fans not pleased with the call there. Half of the team was about to hurdle that dugout railing as well. Did Harper Schmelzer continue the night for Sabetha? Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the seventh, the pitch. Outside, ball three. Schmelzer, great plate discipline here. This will be the 105th pitch of the night for Moore. This will be his final batter. Can Schmelzer continue the night for the Blue Jays? The payoff pitch. Ground ball foul down the left field line. We'll do it again at 3-2. Nobody on. Bottom of the seventh, Hoisington leading 3-1. So that's a down to their final strike. Will Ulrich awaits on deck for the Jays. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball. Line to the shortstop. Picked up by Martin. Fires the first. In time. That's out number three. And Hoisington, the sixth seed, knocks off the three seed in Sabetha Blue Jays by a final score of 3-1. And they will head on to face Topeka Hayden tomorrow. We'll summarize after this brief timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter Insurance agents.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Sabetha Greenhouse is located in Sabetha, Kansas at 307 North 14th. We specialize in vegetable plants, flowering annuals and perennials, as well as a custom potting service. Check out our huge selection of succulents and a large variety of pottery. We are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 4. Sabetha Greenhouse, your garden pavilion. Sabetha, Kansas.
Founded in 1985, Extrutech of Sabetha has installed numerous extrusion systems worldwide to exceed clients' expectations. Today, Extrutech continues successful growth through a capabilities-driven approach and valued staff. Extrutech is grateful to be a part of this strong community, and in return is proud to sponsor this local broadcast. You can trust that Extrutech Incorporated will continue to provide extrusion solutions based on a reliable foundation. Extrutech of Sabetha.
KNZA.
Final from Toyton Family Stadium in seven innings of play. Boisington, the Cardinals, 3, the three-seeded Sabetha Blue Jays, 1. It'll be the Boisington Cardinals taking on Topeka Hayden in the semifinals tomorrow in a matchup of 16-12 Hayden and 16-10 Boisington, as the 2 and 3 seeds for the bottom half of the bracket fell just short here today in this 3A state baseball tournament. Jake Spaulding, one final time here from Manhattan. Ray Penning doing great work back in the studios. And a night that Sabetha will look back on and look at the errors tonight. Because when you look at the final statistics across the board, one error, a wild pitch that was assessed to Christian McAfee, as well as a couple fielding errors by the Blue Jays, allowed for a couple of those runs to come in. That proved to be the difference in this ball game here tonight. 3-1, the final. 3 errors for Sabetha. 3 hits on the night for the Blue Jays. Just 1 run scratched across, and that was Mitchell Kramer when he reached on the only error from Boisington, able to come around and score. But they score 3 runs on 3 hits, do the Cardinals, just 1 error. And the story of the night for Boisington was the man on the bump, and we talked about him in pregame because of his prowess on the offensive side, batting over .500 on the season. But it was on the bump tonight for Tony Moore, as he came into tonight with a 2.5 ERA and no earned runs tonight given up by him. He pitches 106 pitches, goes the distance, 7 complete innings, allowing just 3 hits and 1 unearned run. Tonight he gets the win. Christian McAfee takes the loss tonight. 5 innings of work, 3 hits allowed, with 3 runs scored, only 1 earned. 2 walks, just 1 strikeout for C-Mac. Mitchell Kramer came in to pitch the 6th and 7th, gave up no hits, no runs, and no walks, did have 1 strikeout as well. But Tony Moore in his 7 innings of work, as mentioned, just the 3 hits, 1 run, had 8 strikeouts tonight as well for Boisington, as Sabetha struggled to get base runners on here this evening, as they had just, 4 total base runners left on the bags tonight. Boisington, they left just 1 runner on base tonight, as Boisington will move on 3-1 in the final score. Sabetha says farewell to 12 seniors on this roster. Coach Curtis Hamilton said in our pregame, you know, how impressive this group has been, the run that this group has been on, making it to state so many times in their high school career, and the ability for them to continually make it back out here to Toyton. Now this is the 2nd straight year we're getting bounced in the opening round of the state tournament. Coach Hamilton, you know, he's a fun guy. And if you don't know him, get to know him. And these kids, if you don't know them, get to know them as well. The conversation was back in when they played Roll Valley a month ago, asking if coaches would dye their hairs blonde if they win the regional and make it to state. And Hamilton's response was a chuckle, and the knowing that they had Bishop Ward in their regional, like, yeah, okay, well, it's going to be a tough regional. Sure, we'll do it. Sure enough, it happened in comeback fashion in the semifinal game against Jeff West and in the championship game against Bishop Ward. So they dyed their hairs blonde. They had some fun along the way, and they fall just short tonight to the Hoisington Cardinal team, 3-1, the final score. They end their season to the Blue Jays 19-6 here at the state tournament. I say it every year, whether it's basketball, baseball, softball, track, cross country. Yes, multiple teams will get medals, multiple individuals will get medals, but nobody's happy unless you get that state championship when you make it to state. And the Sabetha Blue Jays team will have to wait one more year to try and make that happen once again here in 3A state baseball as they fall short tonight in the opening round, 3-1 here to the Hoisington Cardinals. Across the networks tomorrow over on 93.7 KAIR, it'll be the McLeod Lady Bulldogs. They are still alive in 2-1A state softball, and they will be playing on 93.7 FM KAIR. Brandon Tabman will have that call at 11 o'clock, and he'll also have a call on 92.1 KMZA with the Onega Lady Buffaloes getting their first win in a state tournament as they will take on Dexter tomorrow at 1 o'clock on 92.1 FM. McLeod takes on Inman at 11 on 93.7 KAIR. That'll do it for us here at Poynton Family Stadium in Manhattan. For Ray Penning back at the studios, this has been Jake Spaulding. Thanks so much for tuning in to Sabetha Blue Jay State Baseball here on your local sports authority. Make sure you go to msesports.net for all the latest sports information, recaps, stories, and pregame information for tomorrow's state championship semifinals and state title games later on tomorrow. We also have state track reports that start tomorrow as well from Cessna Stadium in Wichita. Jared Sleppy will have those updates throughout the day across the MSC radio network on 103.9, 92.1, and 93.7 KAIR. A lot of stuff going on. Keep it locked to your local sports authority. Thanks so much for listening. Once again, your final score, Hoisington 3, Sabetha 1, here in 3A state baseball in the opening round. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmer D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety. Pull kids.